Hey guys, this is Shawnalee from Selling the Hawaiian Way. Today I am talking about mentorship and why mentorship is extremely, extremely important for you in your career. Because of the fact that whenever you get into something, if you get into any business and you've never experienced or know anybody that has experienced the type of business that you're getting into, you're kind of in for a rude awakening, because the reality is that there's so much that you just don't know, and you don't know what you don't know. And whether you are finding yourself a mentor or you're finding yourself having conversations with other people that are in very similar business or the same business that you are in, that is a really good step that I highly suggest you take prior to jumping into real estate and then finding a mentor, because this way you can ask these people a lot of questions. Something as simple as, what are some of the functions that you do on a daily basis? What does your work schedule look like? Do you work only on the weekdays, or do you also work on the weekends? How many hours do you normally put in? How many years did it take you in order to get to where you are today? And if you could go back and do it all over again, would you? And I think it's really insightful to talk to various people at various levels of their real estate career so that you can analyze and see, is this going to be the right career for me? Because it's not a onesie, it's not a one size fits all, it's not the type of business that you're going to have immediate results on in a very short period of time. I want you to think about the real estate career as you are running a marathon for the rest of your career. Usually, as you progress in your career should get much easier, and it depends what you want to achieve within this career. Do you have a certain amount of money that you want to make and that's your goal? Do you want to make sure that you are not only financially okay, but you also have a team that's under you so that it can give you a little bit more leeway so that you can break off a little bit? Or do you plan on being number one in your market? Because having a clear insight for where it is that you're going and what it is that you want, and then being able to withstand the ups and the downs that kind of come along with that, along with the sacrifices that's needed. Like, look, not everybody is meant to get into real estate and become the number one in their market. It's not for everybody like that. For some people, maybe it's just a part-time job. For other people, maybe it's a full-time job, but a full-time job that isn't necessarily to the extent where you want to be so obsessed and hyper-focused and extremely competitive with being number one in your market. There is a lot of sacrifice that goes into that that a lot of people don't really acknowledge or talk about. Yes, people say you have to work a lot. Yes, people say that you have to grind. But what exactly does that mean in the real estate world? Well, I'll tell you exactly what that means. It means not having as many vacations as you would like to go on for a little while. It's not spending as much time with your family as you would ideally like to spend with them. It's also making a lot of sacrifices on the weekend because you are working every single weekend. And even when you do have a large team, you're still working on the weekend because you're still available via call, via text message. And if you're in a competitive market like the New York City market, you definitely want to always be on top of your game, no matter where you are in this business, no matter what level you are in this business. Because if you are not, somebody else is there to steal your client and to take your client or to woo your client and provide a better level of service. So it primarily depends on what market you're in and what type of life you want to achieve for yourself. And although you may make a certain decision right now at the beginning of your career, that decision may change at the mid of your career. And then towards the end of your career, where you're just feeling like, you know what, I've been doing this for a really long time. I feel like I need a change, or I feel like I just need a hiatus or a break. And all of those options are okay, all depending on what type of life you want to continue to cultivate for yourself and what type of career you really want to have. Now, you may have started real estate like myself in your 20s, and I'm already 12 years in. And the fact of the matter is that although you may have been impatient throughout all the years, like I talked to so many agents, and agents are always thinking to themselves, how can I grow faster? How can I be bigger? But then the issue is that they don't have the experience or the knowledge to grow faster, to be bigger, because of the fact that you don't know how to handle all of the pitfalls that you're gonna possibly encounter. And although you may learn under people, you're still not going to have as much real life experience as somebody who has been in the business for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, who has seen many different real estate cycles that can then talk about them. So as much as some agents may be very eager to speed up the learning process, the fact of the matter is that the learning curve and the type of patience that you will need to have no matter what, time gives you patience, because you can try and rush things, you can try and push things all you want, but then if you're not ready for a certain step, I truly believe that even though the opportunity may be there and it may present itself, I believe that if somebody is not prepared for that opportunity, no matter what, that opportunity is not going to work out, because you're just not there yet. So the whole goal behind all of this is to make sure that for where it is that you are you learning as much as you can? Are you doing as much as you can? And are you seeing growth within not only your business financially, but more importantly, growth within yourself? And that is the reason why I think that getting a mentor once you're in the business is extremely vital to your business, because of the fact that at this point in time, you need to be very clear on your commitment level to your business. I think that a lot of people usually think about themselves a lot of the times, and they don't necessarily put themselves in the other person's position. So if you're looking for a mentor, a couple of the things that you need to ask yourself is, why would this person want to mentor me? What are they getting out of this mentorship? How committed am I to my business? Because think about it, if you were to fast forward your life 10, 15, 20 years from now, and somebody asks you to mentor them, and you put all this time and energy, you devote all this time and energy into mentoring them, and maybe after 6 months to a year, they feel like, you know what, this business isn't the right business for me. Now, there could be some mentors that could say, you know what, that's okay, I put my time and my energy into helping them because I genuinely wanted to help them, which is fine. But for a lot of mentors who have become successful, the only thing that they expect back is to see you succeed. Because then that means that all the time and the effort and the energy that they put into you has been worthwhile. Because if they put time and energy and effort, and they can only put that into one or a few people, the person that gives up is not going to be the person that they feel the greatest about, right? Because everybody knows, every entrepreneur rather, knows that when you get into an entrepreneurial type of business, it is by no way, shape, or form easy, because there's a lot of ups and downs that you'll encounter. There's a lot of emotional roller coasters that you will ride at various points of the deal, especially in real estate. You'll get a client, your first client, super excited, showing them all these different types of properties. You finally find a property that they really like, and then all of a sudden they bring in a couple other people that sway their decision elsewhere. And you know, and you thought that you had this deal going, and then they realize that it's not a good fit for them, and maybe they were convinced by the other people that they brought in, or whatever it may be, and now the deal is falling apart. And this was the only client that you had, or maybe this was the first client that you had. And then, you know, so now you feel, first you're happy, now you're anxious, now you're sad because of the fact that you feel the deal died. And then maybe like several months later, they come back to you and now you're excited again and the apartment was still on the market. And then finally, when you reach out, that apartment is now in contract. Now you're frustrated. Now you have to start all over again, right? These are all of the emotions that a new agent will start to experience when they haven't been in the business for that long because of the fact that you just don't know what you don't know. So by having that mentor that is there to help you, to mold you, to guide you, to manage all of the things that is coming up and to help you to manage that, it's a lot of time and effort that they devote into you. So that's the reason why I say, before you even go to a mentor, it's very important that you ask yourself, how committed am I to my business? How committed am I to making sure that I succeed, that I'm going to be as committed to my mentor as they're going to be for me? And especially because of the fact that they're doing this for free. Usually, somebody who mentors you isn't necessarily the person that you work for. And if you do become indirectly mentored, it's really not truly a mentorship. It is learning with that person. You learn from that person, but not necessarily directly. That means that you guys go on a pitch together. You see how they do their pitch. You see how what they said. You see their body language. You learn the questions that they ask. And you learn how to navigate just by watching them. And that's helpful because I think that that's a part of learning. But it's not exactly the mentorship that I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that is constantly there answering all of your questions, almost hand-holding you through the process. And it's a lot of time and effort and energy into putting into the mentees. And so for me personally, I've mentored a lot of agents. And I'm not gonna lie, there is nothing that annoys me more than an agent that is less committed than I am, because it's my time and it's my energy, right? And so I think that until you hear somebody give you a different perspective on what you should be looking at and what are some of the things that you should consider, I don't blame people for not really seeing the other side of the coin. It's hard to see another side of the coin if you're just so focused on your coin. And I think that when you finally notice, and when somebody brings to your attention, here's some of the things that you need to consider, it does give you a type of understanding and a realization on, okay, I totally get it. This is what I need to do. Here are some of the questions that I need to ask myself before I even go to a mentor. And another question would be, why would they want to work with you? What do you bring to the table? How committed are you? Right? Because at the end of the day, when a mentor chooses to mentor somebody, when they choose their mentee, they want to make sure that this person is 10 times more committed than the mentor is to the mentee. And the reason why I say that is because there have been a lot of people where I have coached and trained them and give them all the knowledge that they may need. But the one thing I realize that I cannot give somebody is the burning desire to want to succeed. I can give them the entire textbook. I can show them how to do A through Z, Z back through A, but I cannot drag them out of bed in the morning. And see, that's something that every mentor should truly look for. That's what they're looking for in you as a mentee. They're looking for that burning desire that no matter what, no matter how the sky may be falling. You are so committed to this business because you're committed to yourself and your vision and your goals. And I think that as people tend to get older, the reason why they want to pass on information is because of the fact that they want to see other people succeed. And that's something that I didn't even realize until I was in my 30s. When I was all throughout my 20s, I was very much so selfish. It was very much so me, 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 me. And until people pointed it out on a different perspective, was I able to grow and understand. But then again, it's the whole evolving from your 20s into your 30s, and obviously it will change into your 40s and your 50s, but still, I have mentors today that are in their 40s and their 50s, and people that I highly respect, and they want to teach you. People want to pass on that information, but they need to know that you are 100% committed to yourself, to the team, because that's what you become. You become a team. You and your mentor, you're essentially a team. And there may be a time where your mentor may have a long relationship with you, many years, and then there are other times where that relationship will expire, maybe 6 months to a year. And that's going to change all depending on how you guys are able to work together as a team. So another thing I want you to think about is, what do you bring to the table? How are you going to display your commitment to this team? What are your goals? What do you aspire to be? Where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now? How do you know that this is the career that you want to be in? Why do you feel like you need a mentor? More importantly, why should that mentor choose you out of everybody else? These are important questions that you need to ask yourself, because your mentor is going to be a huge key to your success. And so that's kind of part of the reason why I wanted to go over this, is because if this is something that you haven't considered and these are questions that you haven't asked yourself just yet, I highly recommend doing so. So anyways, guys, I hope you found this information helpful. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do this as a way of giving back to a lot of the agents and being able to impact more people, because I know that there has been a lot of people that have impacted my career. And remember, you never do this career on your own. You have your mentors, you have the people that you work with, and you have your clients, and you have your support partners. Your support partners are your mortgage officers and your attorneys. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your career. And you can never think to yourself, the reason why I am successful is because of me. It's because of solely me. And although you may be a key component to your success, there is no way, shape, or form that you did this or you will be successful on your own, because there's so many people that are around you that you don't even realize are helping to impact your business. So always try to express gratitude for everybody that is in your life, that is helping you in your career, and is helping you to support your business, because you are a small business owner. You are the CEO of your business. And at the end of the day, people always like to help other people who show a sense of gratitude for helping them, for doing a great job, and most importantly, like, for being part of their life. So thank you guys so much for always listening. I hope this was very helpful for you. And until next time, guys, mahalo.